Welcome to Matters of the Heart podcast with Rashonda, Sunday Thoughts Edition. Let's face it, life puts a lot on our plate, for better or for worse. We go through so many things every week, whether it's mundane or unusual. Regardless of how your experience has been, it's imperative to take a step back. This Sunday, let's take time to reflect and think about those experiences. I am your host, Rashonda, and I'd love you to join me as we explore how everything we experience relates to the Word of God. This isn't about preaching, but it is about discovery and listening to God's subtle but reassuring voice. His messages are often hidden in plain sight in everything that happens to us, good or bad. Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday to you. This is Matters of the Heart podcast. Here we talk about inspiration, motivation, wellness, and mind peacefulness. We share experiences, advice, and knowledge to help you improve your life and learn more. The content is 100% for you. Your host in this journey is me, Rashonda. So today is Sunday's thought, and today's thought is dreams, lights, purpose, and the grave. So what does dreams, lights, your purpose, and the grave have in common? Trust me, a whole lot once you hear what I have to say about it. So let's get into this. Listen, one Sunday during Zoom church, one of the ladies within the ministry mentioned marriage and lights. Now, she was talking about some other things too, but the conversation was mostly marriage and lights. In her explanation, she mentioned that when God sends her a mate, she's going to hold him up to the light to see if he's a counterfeit. I thought, I might should have held a couple of my past relationships just a little closer to that light until it burned them, okay? Maybe I would have known who they was. But anywho, when she mentioned that, the pastor went on to say how another pastor within the ministry had a dream about lights as well. Before he said this, responding to the young woman's comment, I wrote in the chat of how I had a dream about light. Before her conversation began, my mind went back to the pastor and what he said when he opened up service that morning. And he started by saying how he wanted everyone to start walking in their full potential. I thought about this. When he said it, another young woman mentioned how she had begun to ask God about her purpose in the earth, haven't we all? And he answered her and said that he wanted her to go and gather his people. She mentioned that she was afraid to approach people because her speech was not the best. Seems like God is trying to tell us something, I thought, because the dream I had sort of correlated with all three conversations. The young ladies, the one who said that God sending her out to gather his people, and what the pastor said. In this particular dream that I had, I was encouraging this young lady. In the dream, she was immensely talented. She had like one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard. And her name was Reign, R-E-I-G-N, which means authority. In the dream, it was almost as if she was dedicating a song to me, like I had passed on or something, but I hadn't. I remember her and me being in this room when she took both my hands and said, I wrote a song for you. As she held my hand, I remember looking at her and smiling. Soon she began to sing. As she continued singing, Reign came to a verse in the song that said, you are the light. But before she could go on, she stopped and looked to her side, almost as if she got distracted by something. I wanted her to keep singing, but she didn't, and I woke up. The following night, the word Spurgeon was in my dream. I have no idea why or even where that name came from. Like, ain't nobody in my family named Spurgeon. I definitely didn't go to bed thinking about the name Spurgeon, and I didn't see no movies that night that had the name Spurgeon in it, so that puzzled me. But when I looked up the word meaning, it meant little branch. When I thought about all these conversations and the dreams I had, along with their meanings, the song came to mind, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine." And I would sing it for you right now, but I don't want you to turn this podcast off. So anyway, I thought to myself, could it be that God was saying how he wants us to take authority, reign, R-E-I-G-N, to shine the light he's given to us, no matter how small, little branch, we think our purposes may be? Is this what God was saying to me and us all? Because I've struggled greatly with my purpose over the years and what I'm actually supposed to be doing on the earth. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with God, myself, you know, about, Lord, what is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? And I have no idea. So I know that I'm not the only one that thinks that. Maybe you've had those same conversations as well. But what I've come to find out is that sometimes we struggle with our purpose because we try to compete with those who have a bigger platform or stage. Their gift made room for them to be where they are. And our gift of purpose that God has given us, it will make room for where we are. And it's not so much as getting in front of people and speaking or being on television, because when we think about purposes and gifts, that's the first thing we think about, you know, oh, being in front of a crowd or being on TV. And not all of our gifts, some of our gifts will take us there, but not all of our gifts is meant to be on a big stage. But our purpose was given to us to serve a purpose and the people God has assigned to us. Everyone wasn't born to be a singer. Okay, for example, but you have those that truly can sing whose names none of us will ever know. Their gift may not be meant for the big stage, but the small stage around them. For example, gospel singer and phenom Tamela Mann. And if you don't know her, let me just say this, "Take Me to the King." So yes, that was a very popular song, "Take Me to the King." Okay, I don't want to sing it, but anyway, you know what I mean. Tamela Mann, her gift was meant for the big stage. She has a platform that reaches thousands. However, her gift of song may not reach the elderly neighbor next door who may need your voice to get them through another day. Sometimes people need physicality, and that's something that Tamela cannot do. You know, she doesn't know your neighbor next door, so she can't come and sing to them. But guess what? God may have blessed you with the gift of song, and you can sing to them. So that's what I mean. Tamela can't do it all, but guess what? You can. That's why God needs multiple people on the earth, because one person's voice can't do it all. One person can't supply the needs of everybody in the earth. So there's going to be multiple people in the earth that has the same gift, but that gift is meant for their area or wherever God needs them to be. But I don't want you to think of your gift or purpose as a little branch that has no purpose or that has no significance, because maybe you didn't have a purpose or reasoning for being here on the earth. In other words, what I'm saying is, just because your gift is small, it doesn't mean that you don't have purpose. Just because your gift is not putting you on a stage with 10,000, 50,000 folks, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have purpose. You know, God, when God created you, he created you with great intention. He didn't just say, you know what, I am so bored today. What do I need to do? Oh, well, I guess I'll go and make some people out of dirt. You know, I mean, he created all of us with great intention, you know, and if God created you, guess what? You're here for a purpose. You have a purpose on the inside of you. And there are some things that he want you to fulfill in the earth. Okay. Everything that God done was done with great intention. The thing is, are you living up to the masterpiece And yes, I did say masterpiece, because Ephesians 2 and 10 states, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." Did you just hear me? God created masterpieces. So he didn't create you out of boredom. He created a masterpiece. That's what you are. Those were his words about you. Okay? Believe it. So this means, guess what? You're needed. Whether your gift of purpose take you to a big stage or not, whether that book God asked you to write millions of years ago makes the bestseller list or not, whether your purpose gains you accolades or awards or not, God is holding you responsible for using the gift or purpose he's put inside you. Miles Monroe said this, "The wealthiest place in the world is not the gold mines of South America or the oil fields of Iraq or Iran. They are not the diamond mines of South Africa or the banks of the world. The wealthiest place on the planet is just down the road from most of us, which is the cemetery. There lie buried companies that were never started, inventions that were never made, best-selling books that were never written, and masterpieces that were never painted. In the cemetery is buried the greatest treasure of untapped potential." And do you know why those people went to the grave like that? I'm gonna tell you. Because they didn't think their purpose was significant enough to even try. They thought their light was so small, who would see it? The bookstores are saturated with books. What do they need mine for? Some might have thought. Or they were too lazy to do the research required. Whatever it was, the point of the story is this: they didn't do it. So, what are you going to do with the light that God has given to you? God didn't say you would get recognized for doing it. Zechariah 2 and 10 says this, "Don't despise small beginnings. God rejoices in just seeing the work being done. His desire is that you carry it out and put it out." Do you not think that he knew the market would be saturated? Who needs your light? Will it go dim or will you let it shine? Either way, my friends, you have something to give, and God is counting on you, acquired fame or not, to let your light shine. So what are you going to do with it? That was it for today's episode. I hope you were inspired and feel positive vibes whenever you spend some time with me, Rashonda, and the Matters of the Heart podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to join me next time as we dive deeper into our spiritual, mental, and physical journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with your friends and family so we can grow our community as we all learn together. You can also follow Matters of the Heart podcast on Facebook to stay tuned for what's coming next. Say, stay with me by subscribing wherever your favorite music and podcast stations reside. And as always, watch your heart, because its actions will follow. Thank you for listening. And until next time, take care.